a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. But don't go in. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. The kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. The kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only
Shirley Bassey kicking off the Eric Monahan Show on MAR, and going to 1957, Terry Dean, a white sport coat.
Sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all dressed up for the dance. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all alone in romance. Once you told me long ago to the prom with me you'd go. Now you change your mind, it seems. Someone else will hold my dreams. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm in a blue, blue mood.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation.
I'm all dressed up for the dance. And a pink carnation. I'm in a blue, blue mood. I'm in a blue, blue mood.
Terry Dean and the White Sport Coat from 1957 at Mersey Alternative Radio, www.mar.me.uk. Now, apologies if you were tuned in or wanted to tune into the Eric Monahan Show last week. The official reason is, I think it's called a power outage. is the technical description, but in the area of Lancashire where the studio was, we had a very localised power outage, and I turned up about 9:20. Fortunately, I turned up quite early to the studio and spotted that we were powerless. So I had to make a very quick call to PJ, Paul J, who was probably still in his PJs at the time, to get him to hurriedly go round to one of our other studios on the Wirral and start the programmes off, which I know he did exceptionally well. And I had to sit there in the darkness. Eric Monaghan's Music Time Machine, second ever edition, and we finished in 1982 last time, so we're going to continue to 1983 now. Or was it 2002? Anyway, 1983 is the next year that we're doing. And as from the next edition, which will be in 2 weeks' time, I'm hoping to include some of the years of the 1950s in the regular format of the programme. But from 1983, this got to number one, and it's Casey and the Sunshine Band and something called Give It Up.
We'll be right back.
If you're new to the Music Time Machine and you didn't hear the first edition of it 3 weeks ago, then just to explain, we started off 1983, Casey and the Sunshine Band and Give It Up. We then went to 1993, number three sound by Shabba Banks, Mr. Loverman. And then we went there to 2003, Melanie C, Here It Comes Again, which got to number seven. Now, one of the things I'd intended on introducing last week was to give you your bus service changes information. But there's no point in doing that now, because if you give you the bus service change information for the 30th and the 31st of January, then you obviously will have gone out your front door and realised that what changes have been made, with one possible exception, and that was the introduction of a new service by Charlton's of Ormskirk, operating between Southport, Pinfold and Ormskirk, service 285. The service runs Thursdays only, every 30 minutes, between 0900 and 1400 hours, that's 2 p.m. And in the school holidays, the 2 p.m, it continues until 6:30. That's Thursdays only, Southport, Pinfold to Ormskirk. So one of those services, you need to use it or lose it. We're going to go back to 1964, go back in time now, and Chuck Berry, You Never Can Tell.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, said the old folks, goes to show you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up chitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
Do you remember back in old days? It's Lulu singing about groovy things, and that means Coca-Cola, naturally.
Once a beautiful Miss America, married Mr. Right, had a little baby girl born on a stormy night. But that was once upon a time, now it's a brand new world.
Chuck Berry started us off, and in 1974, First Class Beach Baby, that got to number 13, and somewhat surprisingly, I thought, that Meatloaf track from 1984 only got as high as number 17, Modern Girl. Now, if you want to get in touch with us, it's mar@rock.com, and two people who have done just that are Kev Ely and Tony Duffy, and we're going to play a 1994 track for them, which got to number 2, Kylie Minogue and Confide in Me.
Mm-hmm.
Joss Stone, Super Duper Love, 2004 sound, got to number 18. And just a quick reminder to Doctor Who fans, it's about 18 minutes before part 21 of The Ambassadors of Death. Now, of course, what happens now is we've got to 2004, so the time machine's going to go all the way back to August 1965. And the Small Faces, What You're Gonna Do About It. And play this one for Lee and Grace Alton, who'll also contact the station. If you're wondering what you're listening to, it's Merseyland Alternative Radio.
I want you to know that I love you, baby. Want you to know that I care. I'm so happy when you're around me, but I'm sad when you're not there. Sing the song now. What you gonna do? Oh, yeah. What you gonna do?
Tell the truth.
What you gonna do?
Sing the song now.
What you gonna do about it? I want you to give me your sweet, sweet kisses. I want you to hold me tight. I want you to come when you run. Home at night. What you gonna do?
Yeah, yeah.
What you gonna do?
Please answer my question,
baby. What you gonna do?
together, but often we're apart. Absence makes the heart lose weight, yeah. Till love breaks down, love breaks down. The sweet September rain, rain on me like no other. Until I drown, until I drown. Me out, fall, be free as old confetti.
Fab Sprout, When Love Breaks Down, from 1985. I was rather surprised, according to the stats, that only got to number 25. Although I suppose during that era there were lots of excellent bands about, so it would have been sort of hostile and competitive in those sort of times. I remember playing lots of excellent hits on Station M. Before that, we had Linda Lewis, 1975, got to number 6, It's In His Kiss, and of course we started off with The Small Faces. Now, we're not far away from The Doctor, but if you want to get in touch with us, it's mar@rock.com, Merseyland Alternative Radio, that's what you're listening to. And rather a strange feeling. I mean, okay, yes, it's a new studio anyway, but with the power outage last week, when I switched everything on this morning, and I say I don't get here at the last minute, but of course all the archive tracks have all sort of deleted themselves because of the loss of power and not being able to back up, and I'm back to me chicken and cow again, I'm afraid. They're very loyal, the chicken and cow, to help me out, as even the jingles that I'd borrowed myself from other radio stations, they've all dropped off the bottom of the screen as well. But never mind, we'll get there. There's no smelling paint this week anyway. At least it's had another couple of weeks to dry. So just ahead of The Doctor, another couple of tracks. And final mention I've got is for Simon Davis, who took the trouble to contact the station. It's always great to hear from people and let us know what they think. Rather appropriate record, this, I thought. PJ and Duncan are Radio Rocks, at number 15 in 1995.
I need a
Goldfrapp, 2005, Ooh La La, number 4. Going to carry on now with The Doctor, and after that we're going to go all the way back to 1966 with a track for everybody over at Central Radio. I was just thinking about this business with the controls all feeling brand new and lack of jingles and that. Of course, it wouldn't bother a professional like the Emperor, would it, Dave Rogers? Wonder what John Pertwee would make it of all.
I tell you, nobody helped me. That door was left open.
Regan ponders.
You might have killed poor Lennox, lock him in with those things.
He should have thought of that before he joined you.
Get over there and help him.
He signals his henchman.
Come on.
Don't touch me, you.
And Will, make sure that door is kept locked. Did you bring it?
Tertullian produces the walkie-talkie device together with some papers.
These are the operating instructions. This is the communication code. It's quite simple.
A little too simple.
What does that mean?
I need to talk to those things.
You have a list of simple signals and commands. Transmit and they will obey.
And if they don't?
You threaten to cut off their supply of radiation. There is a signal for that too.
I'm translating the replies. Was the machine for that?
Yes. In my computer room, you don't need it.
I'm the one dealing with these creatures.
You will use these creatures to carry out a series of raids on carefully chosen targets. You know enough to do your job, but I have further instructions for you.
Have you now?
Your call to the doctor threatening the girl's life was stupid.
It might have slowed him down a little.
On the contrary, it merely made him a more determined and suspicious. Suspicious of me.
Too bad.
He has got to be put out of the way permanently.
To save your neck?
He is about to discover how to construct one of those machines.
Clever.
And he has got to be stopped.
All right, I'll deal with him. And since your own skin's in danger, you can help me.
The doctor is drinking tea in the brigadier's office.
Tertullian, do you have any proof?
No, not a scrap.
Then why accuse him?
Something even his computers don't have. Intuition. I think I rattled him.
Tertullian was acting under Carrington's orders. Quinlan explained that.
Yes, I know. I heard him. And I didn't believe a word of it.
Why not?
Well, first they try keeping us in the dark altogether. And when that didn't work, they fall back on some prepared cover story. Contagious radiation, indeed.
Then what is happening, Doctor?
I don't know. Perhaps I'll know better when I've built this device.
He passes the brigadier a list.
Oh, what's this?
Advanced electronic equipment. I need it at once.
Right, I'll see to it.
Good. I'll be in my laboratory.
The doctor pauses at the doorway.
I suppose there's no news.
For sure. No, nothing. We're doing all we can.
Yes, of course.
Lennox and Liz are working by the isolation chamber, half watched by Regan's heavy, who is seated at a nearby table with his feet up.
Thanks for keeping quiet.
Do you think he suspects you helped me?
He suspects everyone.
If at first you don't succeed...
You won't get another chance.
We'll see.
How did they get you back?
I ran into an old friend.
Elsewhere in the bunker, Regan rejoins the impatient Tertullian.
I have got to get back. It's a delicate operation.
Regan opens a small attaché case to reveal an explosive device.
It's quite simple. All you have to do is set the dial to the time you require. How long do you need to get clear of the building?
10 minutes, and maybe more.
For sake of what, now, we can't have you taking risks.
Regan sets the dial, then snaps the case shut.
Now, you leave the case as near to the doctor as you possibly can. You slide these catches together, and that starts a mechanism. 15 minutes later, no more doctor.
But what if you should try to open the case while I am still away?
The same result.
Well, that ladder.
It's too risky.
It's you he's after.
Very well.
As Tertullian gets his coat and puts it on, Regan deftly opens the case and resets the dial. By the time Tertullian turns back round, Regan has the case closed. Unsuspecting, the scientist gingerly takes it. He heads for the exit.
Dr. Tertullian, do as you're told, and your troubles will be over.
Thank you.
Especially for all the lovely people over at Central Radio, 1966, The Monkees, Last Train to Clarksville. And of course, then we go forward to 1976, at number 6 sound this was, Boney M and Daddy Cool on Merseyland Alternative Radio.
She's crazy like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool?
Daddy. like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool? I'm crazy like a fool. What about Daddy Cool? Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool.
Everything I thought meant something seems so unappealing. I'm ready for the real thing, but nobody's selling, no. Except you and yours saying, open up your eyes and ears and let me in. You must be out of your brilliant mind. You must be out of your brilliant mind. You're at the stage. They want your empty words heard and everybody's ready. They want to know your secrets, but you are not selling. You're just gesturing, saying open up your arms and heart. Let me. You must be out of your brilliant mind. You must be out of your brilliant mind. And I'm at the stage where I want my words heard and no one wants to listen. No one wants to listen because everybody's yelling about you and yours and how I'd have the answer if I'd only open up and let you in. They must be out of their brilliant minds. They must be out of their brilliant minds.
Sound, the sound everybody digs. It's a beautiful sound of Petula Clark.
Why feel sad when you really don't have to? There's a lot of fun and it's coming your way. Find a place where there's music and laughter and have a Coke while the records play, because things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coca-Cola. You go so much better with Coca-Cola.
Have a Coke.
Talking to you.
Can I help you?
Good morning.
It's a lovely morning now, I must say. Sun's out, everything's
clear. Yes, very nice. Beautiful. Very nice. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I was wondering, in this jeweler's shop, do you sell diamond rings?
Yes, only the very best, sir.
That's what I want for her, the very best, because she deserves the very best.
Would you, what did you have in mind, sir?
Well, in the window there,
yes.
You have on a velvet pad.
Yes.
A most beautiful diamond ring. I think it's priced at £3,500.
Yes, that's a very beautiful stone, sir.
She's a very beautiful woman. She only deserves the best.
Would you like me to take it out so you can have a good look at it?
Well, there's not many people in the shop. How do you feel about that?
Sir, would you like me to take the diamond out of the window so you can have a look? I'll bring it out here on a velvet pad.
Oh! Yes, that's very kind. Well, I mean, if you have a rush on, we could call back.
No, there's no rush. My time is your time.
Very kind.
Is it for madam?
No, it's for her.
I get it out of the window.
What a nice man.
He's a QC.
QC?
Queer as a coot, he can't help it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Hasn't it been
gorgeous, isn't it? Put it on.
May I?
Yes, no, please do.
Please.
Oh dear, I'm afraid it's a bit small. It won't go on my finger.
Don't worry. We can always have it made larger for you.
Can I ask you something?
Yes?
How can you make her finger larger?
We make the ring larger.
Oh. Because if you can make fingers larger,
yeah,
there's a little job I wouldn't mind you doing.
Well, madam?
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful.
You want it?
Oh, but it's so terribly expensive.
Yes or no?
Oh, yes.
We'll take it.
Take it.
How much was it?
£3,500, sir.
Will you accept a check?
Certainly, sir.
Vladimir, here's a check all the way from Prague. It's yours.
Absolutely incredible to think that that'll be 40 years old this May 1971, Morecambe and Wise, and it's great that we can still laugh at them. Before that it was Sasha and Maria, Be As One, from 1996, that reached number 17, and then again with mid 80s and a track I thought did a lot better, Furniture, Brilliant Mind, 1986, only got to 21, and then the excellent Boney M kicked it all off. Now if John Freeman standing by, get those fingers warm and get your mic ready. You're probably in a better place than me, actually, John, because somebody popped the head in the door about 15 minutes ago and I gestured about having a cup of tea, and I was told to do it myself. I'll have to do that as soon as the programme finishes in about 5 minutes' time. May fit in two tracks. I think we might just be able to certainly squeeze this one in. 2006 sound of Craig David and Don't You Love Me Anymore on MAR.
For all the years that I've known you, baby, I can't figure out the reason why lately you've been acting so cold.
Didn't you say
if there's a problem we should work it out? So why you giving me the cold shoulder now? Like you didn't even wanna talk to me, girl. Tell me, okay, I know I was late again. I made you mad and then I stoned in the bed. But why you making this thing drag on so long? Sick and tired of a silly game. The thing that I'm the only one here to blame. It's not me who's been going round slamming doors.
That's when you turned and said to me, I don't care, baby, who's right or wrong. I just don't love you no more. Rain outside my window pouring down. What now? You're gone, my fault, I'm sorry. Feeling like a fool, cause I let you down. Now it's too late to turn it around. I'm sorry for the tears I've made you cry. I guess this time it really is goodbye. You made it clear when you said I just don't love you no more.
I made a few mistakes, but never thought that things would turn out this way. Doesn't make sense to me now that you're gone.
I see it all so clearly.
Me at the door with you in a state, giving my reasons, but as you look away, I can see a tear roll down your face.
That's when you turned and said to me, I don't care, baby, who's right or wrong. I just don't love you no more. Rain outside my window pouring down. What now? You're gone, my fault, I'm sorry. Feeling like a fool cause I let you down. Now it's too late to turn it around. I'm sorry for the tears I've made you cry. I guess this time it really is goodbye. Made it clear when you said I just don't
know.
Those
simple words hit so hard. They turn my whole world upside down. Girl, you caught me completely off guard. On that night you said to me,
I just don't love you no more. Rain outside my window pouring down. What now? You're gone, my fault, I'm sorry. Feeling like a fool cause I let you down. Now it's too late to turn it around. I'm sorry for the tears I've made you cry. I guess this time it really is goodbye. You made it clear when you said I just don't love you no more. Rain outside my window pouring down. What now? You're gone, my fault, I'm sorry. Feeling like
Craig David there from 2006. Just time for me to say goodbye. Just going to squeeze one last track in. I may lose the end of it. It's the International Music Show next week. Then the week after that it'll be the Time Machine, which will start in 1977. It's 1967 sound of the Searchers. Didn't even get in the top 50, so it's a rarity to even get played. A track called Popcorn Double Bill on MAR. Stand by for John Freeman in just a few minutes.
Everybody's going through changes. Everybody's got a bag of his own. Everybody's talking about places can only be found in the greater unknown. People are flying, babies are crying. Don't nobody care at all.
To be alone, not mine.